North Dakota. I'm Commissioner Susan Weefald, and I'd like to welcome anyone who's listening in on the internet to our meeting and those present today. And with me today are Commissioners Kramer and Clark. And Commissioner Kramer, do you have any opening comments?
None, just welcome. I might just, since we have the moment, just to comment a second on the passing of my friend and a familiar face to us, certainly in the Capitol, and people of all political activism and persuasion, of the passing of John von Rudin. I will miss him terribly and have enjoyed the last couple of days of recollection and reflection as in preparation for Saturday's celebration of his life. So just wanted to acknowledge that and wish his family the very best.
Just welcome to everyone, and too would pass along my condolences to the von Rudin family. Von was someone who, within about 5 minutes, could absolutely bring tears to my eyes laughing, and is one of the few people who could do that. He truly had a remarkable sense of humor, and will be sorely missed.
Mm-hmm. He was active in many parts of state government for mm-hmm. many, many, many years.
Yeah.
All right. Do I hear passage?
I would move passage of the consent agenda.
Second.
Oh, was that a second? Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Moving to the regular agenda.
May I ask a question? Susan, is your mic on?
Oh.
No, it's not. Thank you very much.
The green light is now blue.
Okay. Well, it was just as well when I was crunching on this, but now that I have official business to do, this would be a good idea to turn on the mic. All right, SW1, I move the commission adopt the order granting intervention to the North Dakota OTP, Otter Tail Power Large Industrial Users Group, and issue a notice of hearing in case number PU073, Otter Tail Corporation's Large Commercial Time of Day Tariff Schedule.
Second.
Now, on October 29th of 2006, Otter Tail filed for approval of a new time of day tariff rate schedule, upon which large commercial customers could elect to pay different rates depending on what time of day they use electricity. And on January 10th, 2007, the commission suspended the effectiveness of the tariff filing. And once the commission suspends, it's my understanding, and I'll verify this with Alana, that it's 6 months then that we have to approve a new tariff.
That's correct.
Yes, thank you. Or to not approve the new tariff. That's correct.
Yeah.
Or to modify it or whatever we want to do. All right. And on April 3rd, the North Dakota Otter Tail Power Large Industrial Users Group filed a petition to intervene in this proceeding. And this petition stated the group is made up of several of Otter Tail Corporation's largest industrial customers in North Dakota, including Northern Sun, ADM, Cargill Incorporated, Goodrich, Bobcat, Imation, Cavendish Farms, and Primewood. And they have a significant interest in this issue. And they have asked that they would, in their petition, they said that they would request additional time estimated at no more than 90 days to conduct discovery, followed by hearing after discovery is completed. Now, we're finding in this order that North Dakota Otter Tail Power Large Industrial Users Group has an interest in these matters that's not adequately represented by other parties, and its participation will not unduly broaden the issues or delay the proceedings. However, the commission has suspended the tariff filing in this case, so the resulting statutory effective date by which the commission must make a decision will not allow the requested 90 days for discovery. So we have to make a decision 6 months from January 10th, 2007, and we are scheduling also as part of this action today. A public hearing on this matter would be held June 26th, 2007 at 9 a.m. in the Commission Hearing Room, State Capitol. And so those are the two important parts of this matter. Everything appears to be in good order with the motions.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. SW2, I move the commission close out contract number, I think it should be AML, or is it AM? AM 53707 with Hanson's Excavating Inc. for completion of construction services to extinguish coal outcrop fires in Slope and McKenzie County.
Second.
And today what we're doing is recognizing that the work has been done on out in McKenzie County. Three coal fires were extinguished with the available funds. The available funds to begin with, the original contract was $8,594. The commission increased that amount to be able to cover the three fires to $10,000. That was the total amount of the coal fire grant. Work was completed according to the term and conditions of the contract, and everything seems to be in good order. We did receive a letter also from the U.S. Forest Service expressing their appreciation for working with the commission on this matter.
Aye.
SW3. I move the commission issue an intent to award a contract to Theme Drilling, Inc. in the amount of $639,150 for construction services at the William County Road 9, Phase 2 AML site.
Second.
Now, we opened the bids for these projects on Tuesday morning. On this particular bid, there was only one bidder, and the bid came in at $639,150. The staff estimate for this project was $554,000 approximately. The project manager, Bill Dodd, believes Theme's bid is fair and reasonable, and they have done work for the commission in the past. And this project involves drilling and the injection of grout into abandoned underground mine workings along Williams County Road 9, that's up in the Williston area, and other public roads near Williston.
All in favor?
Aye.
SW4, I move the commission issue an intent to award a contract to Material Testing Services, LLC, in the amount of $26,650 for material testing at the Williams County Road 9 Phase 2 AML site.
Second.
The bid for this project came in at $26,650. The staff estimate for the project was $22,600. The staff feels that the price submitted is fair and reasonable, and they've done work for the material testing, has done work for the commission in the past. These are the people who test the grout that's injected.
All in favor?
Aye.
SW5, I move the commission issue an intent to award a contract to, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, I'm going to say it's Geray, G-E-R-A-Y, Dozing and Excavating, in the amount of $249,990 for construction services at the Columbus Phase 8 AML site.
Second.
Now, you can see we've done this is Phase 8 of Columbus project. There's been seven phases before this. Nine bids were received in response to this on Tuesday. Not only one on the other, nine on this one. They came in all over the place. The high bid was $470,977. The low bid, which we're accepting today, was $249,990. And the staff estimate was $315,000. So it came in below what the staff had estimated. The construction work involved the elimination of a dangerous high wall and other grading at an abandoned surface mine just west of State Highway 40, south of Columbus.
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Kramer.
KC1, I move the commission approve Great Plains Natural Gas Company's cost of gas adjustment for April 2007, case number PU07128.
Second.
Great Plains is decreasing its cost of gas adjustment by 44.33 cents per decatherm. That will lower the gas adjustment in the bill from 937 to 893 per decatherm, and will change the bill for a typical customer in April by about $3.28 lower than last month. It remains about $7.29 higher than April of last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
KC2. I move the commission approve Montana Dakota Utilities Company's propane cost of gas adjustment for May 2007, case number PU07133.
Second.
MDU is decreasing its cost of gas adjustment by 80.3 cents per decatherm compared to last month. This will lower the cost of gas adjustment from $11.41 to $10.61 per decatherm and will affect a typical residential customer by lowering their bill by about $4.02 compared to last month. It will remain about $1.48 higher than May of last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC3. I move the commission approve Montana Dakota Utilities Company's natural gas cost of gas adjustment for May 2007, case number PU07134. MDU is decreasing its cost of gas charge by $1.64 per decatherm compared to last month, lowering the gas charge for bills in May from 714 to 550 per decatherm, and this will affect a typical residential customer by lowering the bill by about $8.21 compared to last month and $8.89 lower than May of last year.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I might just say that these are pretty typical cost of gas adjustments, but MDUs is considerably lower. We continue to see some disparity, of course, between the Rocky Mountain region and the other regions. We benefit from that as consumers in this Rocky Mountain region because they don't have as many markets to get their gas to, very much like our oil people struggle with in terms of getting their oil to multiple markets,
customers.
But it's great for our customers. So we'll take it. At any rate, KC4. I move the Commission submit the 2008 Administration and Enforcement Grant application to the Office of Surface Mining for funding the Coal Mining Regulatory Program from July 1, 2007 to June 30th of 2008.
Second.
And this is the our annual, of course, application for the federal dollars. It is a little unusual in the sense that we have let me just give you the whole share. The whole grant application is for $944,437. The federal share would be $613,884. That's the usual 65-35 federal-state split. The federal request is more than what was allocated to us for the 2008 grant period. That was $533,659. However, what we are doing is because we had some vacancies and some, I guess you'd say, savings, and we are extending the current grant out for 2 months, which allows us to be able to balance the dollars and cents appropriately.
We receive some income that comes in. What is that
fees.
Called? Fees. Yeah. That come in that help us make up the difference between the amount that the federal government had. And this is how the OSM grant specialists wanted our grant application to be submitted this year.
We always do what they tell us. We're actually very good partners. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate that relationship very much.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And those items in my portfolio.
Commissioner Clark.
I have just one item in my portfolio, TC1. I move the commission issue an order in case number GE07135, granting the request of DNP Terminal, Inc. to operate a 260,000-bushel grain warehouse at Fargo, North Dakota.
Second.
DP Terminal, Inc. operated this facility for a number of years before discontinuing business in 1993 and leasing the facility to Red River Commodities in Fargo. DNP Terminal is licensing only a portion of the facility, and the remainder of the facility will be operated as a receiving station for Red River Commodities.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That concludes the items on the Commission's agenda this morning. I do want to call to your attention that it's April 19th now, and in the next 2 months, in the next 8 weeks, the Commission is going to be holding a significant number of hearings on very important cases to the people of North Dakota. And I'd just like to go over those with you. It means this is a considerable workload for our Commission staff and also a significant amount of preparation for each of the commissioners to get ready for these major hearings, which are grouped very closely together. So we're all going to be very busy. And, of course, we're still working with the legislature on our budget at the present time. And once that's taken care of, boy, we're just going to be concentrating all our attention on these cases coming up. May 7th, we have the Langdon Wind Farm siting application that will be holding the hearing. On May 22nd, we're doing the Otter Tail Corporation Cost of Energy Adjustment Clause tariff, and that is also a case that the large industrial users have intervened in. And it's the Cost of Energy Adjustment Tariff, the commission has had an investigation in that area for about 2 years, and so this is going to be the hearing on that whole matter. On May 24th, 25th, this has to do with the Northern States Power Company gas rate increase case. On May 29th and 30th, it's going to be the Big Stone 2 Advanced Determination of Prudence, and there's been a number of procedural matters that have been coming before the commission we're attending to on those, and the hearing officer is attending to on those matters. Also, on June the 7th, we have a rules hearing, and then there's another hearing that's not yet on the calendar, but which we announced today, the one the end of June, in regard to the tariff that's been filed on time-of-day tariff. So, very busy time for the commission and staff, but it's it's also a very interesting time to have a chance to address all of these very important issues. Are there
Well, in addition to that, actually, you know, we have noticed the receipt of letters of intent for some large pipeline projects. This week we're starting to receive the actual applications. So that'll open up several other dockets and much more work for everybody involved. And
we
so
haven't scheduled the hearings yet for the Enbridge, have we?
No. We haven't.
The ones that are up in the northeast corner of the state.
Right. Those are the ones that we just started getting those permits this week, those applications this week, yeah. As well as the Keystone one.
On the Keystone project as well that are coming before us. And then we also have the investigation. We'll be talking about that on admin that we're doing with the electricity outages in Grand Forks. So anyway, it's good. We have a lot of good projects, good substantive work in front of us. Commissioner Clark, any comments from you at the end of the meeting?
No, just thanks for attending.
Okay, any questions?
In your budget, how much money right now is in there for the STB case?
Currently, there is $450,000 in there. I would say that $450,000 is probably worse than zero. The reason is because there's when we built the budget, there's a reason that you have a $900,000 case. It's because that's what we think it would take to actually bring a case. $450,000 buys you half a case. You don't start a case knowing that you don't have enough money to complete the job. It gives the illusion, perhaps, that something's been done, but in effect, it effectively kills it. I would rather have policymakers just make a more bold statement if they want it to not happen, just zero out the budget. Now, there has been a lot of discussion in our budget conference committee. That committee is ongoing. It's met a number of times, has not yet resolved itself yet. There's a strong desire by a number of members on the committee, and I think unanimous support from the Senate side to put that back at $900,000, which is where it came out of the Senate.
Was there something STB did just recently about new fee schedule? Or?
Yeah, there is. There was. I think what highlighted it was there was a letter from a number of senators that heavily criticized the STB. They increased their fees, and I don't know what the original fees were, but they increased them for just filing a rate case to well over $100,000. I think something like $150,000 or $170,000, a large amount of money. And, of course, the irony is that probably for a few hundred you could bring a federal district complaint case in front of a federal court. Mm-hmm. And here you have a regulatory agency setting extraordinarily high fees just to bring a rate case. As I said, there were a number of U.S. senators who criticized them for that.
Any further questions?
Yeah.
How is your budget coming?